Details began to emerge over the weekend about the attack, which took place late Friday in Akobo County. State Governor Kwalme Nyang-Duke says members of the Lo Nuer community were ambushed by heavily armed raiders as they traveled to grazing land along River Sobat.
Normally, the Lo Nuer, they move to the wetland during the dry season, so they were moving with their cattle and families. On the way, midway, they were attacked by people who were in uniform, others were in civil dress, but also armed. So they met the attack and managed to go away with a lot of cattle, and the number is not yet known to me, but leaving behind 103 people dead. Most of them were children and women.
The civilians were also traveling with a small force of SPLA soldiers who tries to repel the attack. According to the governor, 14 SPLA soldiers were killed during the attack. He said the SPLA also killed 17 attackers. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it has dispatched emergency surgical teams to help treat the wounded. The United Nations says a joint delegation of UN and the government officials is expected in Akobo later today to investigate the incident. Governor Manyang and several other state officials blame rebel David Yau Yau for the deadly attack. Commissioner of Akobo County, Goi Juyol, released a statement saying survivors of the attack saw the assailant use rocket-propelled grenades in addition to machetes and spears. David Yau Yau first rebelled against Juba in 2010 after failing to win a seat in parliament in the Sudanese general elections. He accepted President Salva Kiir's offer of amnesty following independence but relaunched his rebellion in April of last year. Governor Manyang called on the national government and the army to do more to neutralize Yau Yau and his forces.
The SPLA is not under the Jonglei state government. It is the headquarters of the SPLA to answer, or the Minister of Defense to answer, why they are allowing civil population to be massacred by Yau Yau, who has been armed by Sudan.
Traditional leaders and people politicians from state and national assemblies will travel to Pibor in the hopes of talking peace with Yau Yau. The governor says the delegation still hopes to find a peaceful solution to end the deadly cycle of cattle raid with Yau Yau and his rebel forces. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.